You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Or you can reach Mark Schneidman, your local Coldwell Banker Realtor, after the program at 898-4242, 898-4242, and at RadioRealEstate.com.
We have our man in the street, Neil Ablett. Good morning, Neil. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Mike. A pleasure to be there. I'm not in the street. I'm in the middle of the block.
You're in the middle of the block? Well, what's the difference between middle of the block? Well, you're in the middle of the alley?
Well, actually, at the end of the alley, there's a little 20 by 20 foot spot, which we just broke ground with this morning.
So you are, we just had an interview with Gary Earle, and I was on the phone also with Joe Gazzardi, who's part of a neighborhood preservation ordinance, and they're looking to stop massive change in zoning and upzoning and allowing more density. And when I spoke to Joe Gazzardi, he was familiar with your project, and he was not opposed to it because he felt that you're in an area that it's not detrimental. Now, where exactly are you?
Well, I'm exactly in agreement with him. I'm almost in the center of the 400 block on State Street, State, Chapala, Gutierrez, and Haley. And right next to the Holiday Inn Express parking lot, there's an alleyway that comes in, and that's where our little lot is. And there's a small lot in the center of the block. It's just an absolute ideal place to build this little Jeff Shelton designed work of art, which is going to be our house. We're really excited. And in fact, I'm watching them sink the first of 9 caissons now. It's amazing what they're doing. 40 feet deep.
Yeah, well, it's amazing. I don't know how many people have received a permit to build a house on a parcel the size of a two-car garage, 20 feet by 20 feet. How did you get that through?
Well, I think we were just lucky. I think it was good timing. I think there were the right people everywhere. And I think it really is kind of a reaction to some of the overdevelopments that are going on elsewhere. Yeah, we're building a 653 square foot house that sits on top of the garage. I'll have a 129 square foot rooftop patio, and I'm not visible from any of the streets except for Haley, so we're not obtrusive at all. But then when you actually do see it from Haley, you're looking at a work of art. Jeff Shelton's designs are, well, they're award winning. He just finished the Dakota Street Studios, which are spectacular. They call it Living Within Art.
Now, how many square feet are you going to have? The ground floor you drive in, you're going to have a two-car garage or a one?
Well, it'll be a garage. It'll be a one-car garage. It's 243 feet. It'll have a architecturally significant arched door for the garage, and next to it will be another one for the entranceway. So the first floor is the garage. You go up steps, and you're in the sleeping area. And then you go up the next steps, and you're in the kitchen, which is the third floor, and then finally up to the living area, which is the fourth floor. And if you go up above, you'll be up in the rooftop patio, which is our open-air living space. And, I mean, it's the best, most fantastic use of this 20 by 20-foot unusual lot.
So it's three stories?
It's three stories on top of the garage, so that's four stories.
One, two, three, four stories.
Yeah. And I'm surrounded by three stories and three stories at the Holiday Inn with the fourth story, their elevator box up there on top. So we sit right in.
So,
and we're really going to clean up a messy, messy alleyway.
What's the square footage of the house? Not counting the first 243 square foot one car garage area.
I think it's 353. 353, yeah. If you do everything together, it comes up close to 1,000 square feet. But it's 653 feet of real living space, not counting the rooftop patio or the garage. But I live on a sailboat, so it's a mansion to me. It's huge. It's plenty big.
Right. This is an upgrade for you.
Well, I don't know. I like living on a boat, too. But it's going to be living on land, and I guess it's probably about time in my life that I had a place to live on land. And it's the only property we really have to develop, so that's another reason we're so motivated to stick with it.
So 653 square feet of living space, not counting the garage and patio. How many square feet of stairwells?
You know, that's a good question. And, you know, that's going up four flights all the time is going to, you know, I think that just might be healthy. But what I really want to do is I want to make a comment that you don't have to have massive square footage and acreage to live, especially if there's more and more of us and less land, or at least less and less available land.
Right.
I kind of hope to start some sort of a little small house group or enthusiast. Actually, I'm finding quite a few on the internet already. I think we're coming to a time when people are thinking maybe less is more, or at least better. Oh, I'm just handed a little antique bottle.
Well, don't drink it yet.
No.
Now, let me ask you this about these caissons. Well, maybe not. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh.
The caisson, it's terra firma. It's incredible what these guys are doing. They are, it's a drill bit. We're not banging like piling, like all that noise we had at 401 Chapala, but that's all over now. We instead are drilling or rotating. And as they drill down, they inject a material that's heavier than water and stops any of the water from filling the caisson. And then when they're 40 feet down, they install the rebar, and then they drop the special concrete in. And as that concrete starts filling at the bottom, it displaces that slurry, and the slurry is then pumped out into a tank, which they have on site here.
So what do they have?
It's an amazing thing. They know what they're doing.
They have a secondary hose going down to suck out the slurry that they put in to displace the water in the first place? Is that what you're saying?
Well, that's what they're going to do when they bring the concrete in. Right now, they're just drilling the caisson. I'm learning as I'm going here, Mark.
That's amazing. I asked my buddy, he's a project engineer out at UCSB. He figures you have about 5 yards per caisson. You got a 40-foot deep
that's
hole
right.
That's two
I
feet
think
wide.
You're right in there, yeah.
That's less than a truckload.
Yeah, right. They're figuring about 1.5 loads, which are, it's a small truck. Everything in here is small. But they have one caisson dug. They're just about to finish the second, and then they'll pour this afternoon.
Now, why is it because that you have four stories? You know, that land down there, I'm wondering why they required, and just for those of you who don't know what a caisson is, it's just basically a 40-foot deep support structure straight down into the earth. Why was that required?
Well, I guess they don't want it to fall over.
Well, that's a good reason.
Yeah, it's an anchoring more than anything else, which I guess has to do with earthquake requirements and whatnot, but it'll be almost as deep into the ground as it will be up.
That's
so what's amazing, Mark, is we have 9 caissons to sink, and they're going to be done by Friday. And this is the messiest part of the project, and we're really just about all of it contained on our little 20-by-20-foot lot here.
Well, you must be anxious to build because you don't seem to be starting in the best time of the year due to the rains coming.
Yeah, well, I think by Friday when the caissons are in, then it's just the foundation. And, you know, as Dan Upton, the contractor, said, he's going to build a plastic roof and just move the roof up as they, as they build each floor. And it'll be pretty weather protected.
Well, geez, the size of your place, they could just use a large umbrella.
Just about. I mean, the guy's eyes are really, really open looking at this because they can see the entire project, you know, standing in one place right in the middle. You look around. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun.
Neil, thanks a lot.
Lovely.
Neil, thanks a lot. When you're all finished, we'll meet up on your patio and do a live remote radio real estate broadcast from the patio.
Just a few of us. There's not a lot of room. Okay, Mark, thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure. Great show.
Hey, Neil, I just want to give you a hurricane update since you're worried about the rains.
Yeah, what?
Well, I just heard this story. Actually, it's an analogy that hurricanes are a lot like women.
Uh-oh.
They arrive wet and wild, and when they leave, you have no house and no car. Thanks, Neil.
Okay, Mark.
Okay.
Take care. Thanks for that. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. We'll come back for the final segment with the weekly multiple listing and sales update. After the program, 898-4242 is my phone number. 898-4242 or RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search MLS listings or listen to past broadcasts of the radio program. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.